us your ears like sweet little dears. It's time for a story with Nali Bali. Silly Tukile. Once upon a time, there was a young man whose name was Tukile. He lived with his mother in a tiny house. They were very poor, and the only money his mother made was by selling the eggs that her hen laid. Tukile was so lazy that he did nothing. He would lie in the shade in the hot weather and sit by the fire in the wintertime. His mother could not get him to help with anything. One Monday morning, she was so upset that she said, "Ihe, we Tukile, if you do not go to work for your food, I will make you leave this house forever." Uyangizwa? This worried Tukile.
"Ish, I better do something. This time my mother sounds very cross,"
he said. So on Tuesday, he went to the farmer across the river and asked for a job. The farmer got Tukile to fix his fence. For this, he was paid a few silver coins. Tukile had never had any money in his life. He held the coins in his hand and bounced them up and down so that he could see them shine in the sun. Before he had crossed the river, he had lost all the coins. "Hey, you silly boy," said his mother when he got home. "You should have put them safely in your pocket. Hey!"
Oh no, I'll do that next time, mother,"
said Tukile. On Wednesday, Tukile went out again.
"May I help you with your cows?"
he asked another farmer.
"Yes, and I will give you a jar of milk to pay you for your work,"
said the farmer. At the end of the day, the farmer gave him the jar of milk. Tukile took the jar and put it into the large pocket of his coat, exactly as his mother said he should. Splish, splash, splosh. The milk spilled out as he walked along the road, and the jar was empty long before he got home.
"Hi!
Dear me, you are silly! You should have carried the jar on your head," said his mother.
"Okay, mother, okay. I'll do it next time,"
said Tukile. On Thursday, Tukile went to a woman who made yogurt. She agreed to give him some yogurt if he helped her. That afternoon, Tukile took the yogurt in an open plastic container that was wrapped in a cloth and went home with it on his head because that's what his mother said he should do. But by the time he got home, there was very little yogurt left in the container. Some of it had dripped out, some of it had got stuck in his hair.
"Hey, hey, 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 you silly, silly boy, Tukile," said his mother. "You should have carried it very carefully in your hands. Hey!"
"I'm okay, mother. I'll do it next time,"
said Tukile. On Friday, Tukile went out again. This time, he worked for a baker. The baker had nothing except a dog to give Tukile for his work. So the baker paid him by giving him the dog. Tukile took the dog and began carrying it very carefully in his hands.
"And this is how my mother said I should carry you,"
he said. In a very short time, the dog began to whine and wriggle. Then it started to scratch and nip him so badly that he had to let it go. When he got home, his mother said to him,
"Ooh, oh, Tukile, you are so silly. You should have tied a string to its collar and let it follow behind you."
"Okay, mother, tomorrow. I'll do that tomorrow,"
said Tukile. The next day was Saturday, and Tukile went to work for a butcher. This time, he was paid with a nice piece of meat. He took the piece of meat, tied a string around it, and did exactly what his mother had said. He dragged it along behind him. By the time he had got home, the meat was completely spoiled. This time, his mother was very angry with him.
"Hey, what am I going to do with you, Hetogile?"
she said. "Tomorrow is Sunday, and now we will only have cabbage to eat for dinner. You are so silly. You should have carried the meat on your shoulders. Hey!"
"Ach, Mama, I'll do it next time,"
replied Tugile. On the Monday, Tugile went out again and worked for someone who gave him a donkey as a payment. Now, although Tugile was very strong, he found it difficult to get the donkey on his shoulders. He struggled and struggled, but at last he had the donkey up and on his shoulders, just the way his mother had told him to. Then he began to walk home slowly. On Tugile's way home, he had to pass a house where a very rich man lived. This rich man had only one daughter. She was very beautiful, but for years and years she had never said a word. She had also never laughed in her life. The doctor said that she would only be able to speak again if somebody made her laugh. The rich man was so worried about his daughter that he said any person who made her laugh could marry her. The beautiful girl was looking out the window as Tugile passed with the donkey on his shoulders. The donkey's legs were sticking up in the air and looked so funny that the girl burst out laughing. Instantly, she was also able to talk again. The rich man was so happy, and he kept his promise. He said his daughter and Tugile could get married. So Tugile became a very rich man, just because he had been silly enough to carry a donkey on his back. From that day on, Tugile lived in a big house together with his wife and his mother, who never had to work again. And of course, Tugile never had to carry anything else himself again. And so we come to the end of today's story on Nali Vali with me, Celia Ngalane. If you would like more stories to read, visit nalibali.mobi from your cell phone. That's nalibali.mobi. You can also get the Nali Vali supplement with great stories and activities available every Tuesday in the Dispatch, Wednesday in the Times, and Thursday in the PE Herald. Thank you to the producers, Leon Fisser, Cassie Lowers and Kim Winter.